down at the other theater.
Theater. And the man would be called an actor, and the woman would be a...
Actress.
When you were, I wanted to ask you something about, you know, when you were coming up here, everybody thought, you know, well, still, you pass all these signs on the cars on the road that says, I'm proud to be...
Black.
Yeah, or I'm proud to be, you know, there'll be a picture of the flag and...
Of America.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a what?
An American.
Did, what was this, can you tell me about the situation, what it was like here between blacks and whites? In other words, what names did you have for people here? Were they called all names? Or?
Black was called nigger, white was called cracker, hunky, and slick bull.
Slick?
Yeah.
Slick bull is?
Right. Means they can get away with anything. It was like two wars thing. Because back in 1964, when they first tried to integrate the school here, there was 8 blacks went to Neshoba Central, which was all white school. Most of them came out beat up. And then, you know, didn't know the name of the kids, you know, who done it, so nothing they can do.
Yeah.
And then later on, let's see, in 69, they integrated, because I stuck the center thing. And it was like a madhouse. Because we usually end up getting beat up, and everybody else, you know, got away scotch-free. For about the first 2 months over there, it was rough. Because a group of boys pushed me down a step flat, steps, you know, all the way down. Went to the office, went nothing done. And some of the other kids in there got beat up and had to go home. But we stopped that, though, later on in 70.
How'd you do?
One morning we got up and all the kids got together. And then they called all the black kids in the gym and told us, you know, that they was trying to solve the problem, but you know, we didn't know the names of the kids, and so it would be mighty hard for them. So after they left out, then a soul moved out the gym. All the white teachers left out the gym, and the black teachers left out, and we locked the gym. And we held our own meeting, and we put a stop. We told them that no more will we take, you know, licks and stuff. Because we would get expelled, and they were going to school. So we told them next time one hit, we're going to turn around, fight back. From then on, about a week later, we broke everything, left school. I think it's about 15, maybe 20 white kids left out of school, about 1,500 to 1,800 kids out there. And the principal locked himself in the office, and quite a few of the school teachers got even with. And we sold it. We broke it up. And the next morning, school teachers, most of all the school teachers left, but the black. And it was a few white ones that were real nice out there, you know, they understood. But those that took sides, like we had a couple teachers would let the kids, you know, get right in class and say, well, those niggas did this thing. And we would, you know, we'd sit there and take it. And then they would point us out, or either they'll shoot a rubber band or a hair clap, something, you know, hit your neck anywhere. And, you know, everybody just died laughing at it. And we got together, and we went to fighting back. And this boy got up and said, well, I'm going to tell them a story there about the niggas. And when he said that, I threw a book up there and slapped inside the face. And that was started. And everybody else in the classroom got a hold to somebody. And next thing new is all over the whole school. And you know, black kids got called to the gym again.
Yeah.
And they told us that we was in the wrong. And then after that, you know, most black kids didn't go back to school for a week here.
Uh-huh.
And then